Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 388, we're going to talk about the best services for hosting your website's videos. There's lots of companies out there to choose to host your website videos, and we've got a list of four that we're going to recommend and speak to, and I think you're going to get us kicked off today.
Yeah, definitely. Before I dive into this first one, I want to say, in case our listeners aren't aware, that you should almost never ever host your videos directly on your website. So your client, or you know, if it's your website, you have an MP4 or .mov, whatever. Don't just upload it to your site and then and play it. It'll take up a lot of space, drain a lot of resources. Use a service that is built for it, and take that strain off of your server. And so the first one on the list is YouTube. YouTube is by far the biggest video hosting service, video viewing platform, video streaming platform, whatever you want to call it. YouTube is the most popular. It also happens to be the second most popular search engine in the world, which means people are on it searching for things, looking to solve problems, get entertainment from funny cat videos, whatever it may be. And so storing your videos on YouTube is also going to get you traffic to your website, you know, depending on what type of video. And so YouTube is great. And the best part is YouTube is free. And so my recommendation is use YouTube whenever possible. There's some cases where you can't really put it on YouTube, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. But yeah, YouTube is great. So if it's a promotional video, marketing video, a tutorial, you know, information, stuff that is free, meaning you don't care that anyone can find it and see it. It's not like part of a paid service, or you know, needs to be a private or anything, then put it on YouTube. Use YouTube's bandwidth to serve that video. A side benefit is you'll get found in the search engines and get traffic from YouTube too.
Absolutely. Next on our list is Vimeo. Obviously, you've heard of YouTube. You've probably heard of Vimeo. Yeah. Vimeo is not, even though it is a free video platform like YouTube, it doesn't seem to be as popular as YouTube. I know, for example, I don't use Vimeo as a search engine like I do YouTube. A lot of times I will use and utilize YouTube as a search engine. Vimeo is not really where I go for that. YouTube is. So what do I use Vimeo for, and why is it on our list? It's because our courses. For example, Tim and I have the Divi Business Expert course. We just finished class one, which was a smashing success, almost 200 students. We've got class two going to be starting up in about a few weeks, in the next month or so. So be on the lookout for that. Shameless plug for our
course. Shameless plug, yeah.
But what I like about it is we have the Vimeo Pro plan, and it locks down all of our video. So if you have video content that you don't want shared to the world, Vimeo is a great platform. What I really like about Vimeo's platform, YouTube does this too. Don't think that YouTube doesn't do it. It's just not where, content creators who are selling video content or want private content. YouTube only allows you to put the private link on it. It doesn't like lock it down. So if they don't have the link, they won't find it. But if they ever get the link, they will be able to view your content. So Vimeo is different in that even if they get the link, it's locked down and it's private. You can make it very specific to a website where this video will only show on this domain, on this page. It's pretty powerful. It'll allow you to set presets and as many presets as you want with your videos and stuff. So you may have one preset for one set of videos that are going out for one thing, and another preset. You know, I want to show the subscribe button and a cover image and this, that, and the other. Vimeo gives you a lot of that flexibility, so it's very powerful. I think Vimeo's more geared towards private content, but it's also, you know, you can also have a lot of public content and stuff as well. I just don't think it's used as much as YouTube. So check out Vimeo, very reasonable prices as well. It doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, definitely. It's very affordable. It was a lot more affordable than I expected when David and I were talking about it for our course. I figured it was more in the realm of the next service we're going to talk about, and I was surprised at how affordable it was for what you get for those premium features. And that brings us to the next service on here, which is Wistia. Now, Wistia has been around, I'd say, for a good 5 years. I don't know exactly. And they're definitely a premium only service. So it's not like YouTube or Vimeo, where, you know, you can just go and search and find different videos and stream, you know, lots of content and stuff like that. It's more for companies, enterprise, that sort of thing. And kind of their, what they're known for and kind of their bread and butter, so to speak, is the analytic features that they have built in. And so just like you have website analytics to see everything that your visitor is doing on your site, the behavior, how they're interacting with your content, how long they're staying, that sort of thing, Wistia brings that to video and gives you all these video analytics so you can see where people are dropping off, you know, how long they're watching the videos for, different stuff like that, more so than any other platform. However, Wistia is very pricey, and so you pay more on a per video platform, how much storage you're using, how much bandwidth you're using, you know, in terms of how many viewers are watching the videos. And so it gets very pricey. Even for like a paid course type of thing, Vimeo is a much more affordable and better solution, in my opinion at least. However, Wistia has a lot of really great content. They have an awesome blog with tutorial videos on how to produce really great videos. A lot of what I learned for my product videos, I learned from Vimeo. Or I'm sorry, I keep saying Vimeo. I learned from Wistia's blog, showing you how to set up lighting, how to create a really affordable lighting kit. And so, Wistia has a lot of great content. So props to them on that. I've never used their paid service just because comparing costs, it just, you know, to me, just doesn't make sense. But at the enterprise level, they're definitely very, very feature rich and have a lot to offer.
Awesome. Well, last on our list, but definitely not least, is Amazon S3. Extremely fast servers. Don't have a lot of the options that some of the other ones that we mentioned. Very similar. It's a paid service. You can, you know, I think a lot of people utilize the Amazon S3 for streaming videos on their website if they're just hosting a file and they're not wanting them to get specifically indexed by YouTube or Vimeo or maybe even Wistia. No analytics whatsoever, so you can't really track things like you can on Wistia. So if you need that, Amazon S3 is not probably your platform, but video and audio hosting, strictly hosting, it's very cost effective, very inexpensive. So, you know, check out Amazon S3. That's going to be our fourth and final one.
Yeah, I've never used Amazon for video or audio, but I do use it to host my products and freebies and stuff like that. And it is so, so affordable. Again, I'm only using it to serve those specific files to paid customers, but my monthly bill is like, I think it's around like $1, maybe like $1.85, somewhere in there per month. Like, it's ridiculously cheap. So if you don't need the extra benefits of those other services, but you don't want to put it directly on your website like we talked about, then Amazon S3 is a great way to go.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.